Teacher friends, if you are looking for a sensational idea, then guess what? I'm going to give you my 2 cents in this episode. Okay. All right. Pun after pun, I am telling you that this episode is going to be amazing because I'm going to be diving into a school management, also a school culture episode that is going to help you celebrate both your students and their successes that they have accumulated over the course of the last quarter. Oh, another one. And just in case it's not obvious, this idea is connected to money, but not in like a spending money kind of way, a visual representation of how our kids created change. Oh my God, literally unstoppable. And it combines a little bit of celebration, a little bit of art, and a great way to fill your hallways with positive messaging with your students and all the amazing things that they have accomplished over the course of the year or over the course of the quarter. I'm telling you, this is going to be better than 50 Cent when he came out with the iconic anthem, In Da Club. We, as teachers, don't work in da club, but we do work in da classroom. So if you are ready to turn your classroom into a club and make it rain with student success, then you are in the right spot. Let's get into this episode. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Most schools these days are broken down into chunks of time called quarters, and 4 quarters equals the whole school year, or 180 days of awesome, as I like to call it. Now, every single one of these quarters has its challenges, but I would argue that every single quarter also has an opportunity to celebrate successes and to celebrate our students. And one thing that I'm really trying to do more of this year is partner with students, partner with other classrooms, and say, hey, let's get some positive signage in our school. Let's make sure that when kids walk down the halls, that they see all of the great things that they have done on the walls. So I'll say that again. Our school walls should represent the kids that walk down our halls. I just think that positive signage is an absolute game changer in our schools. Now, when you pair that thought with the actual art of kids reflecting on what they have done, what they have accomplished, and what goals that they have crushed in the matter of a quarter, I think you got something really powerful cooking. In fact, I was talking with my principal about this at the beginning of the school year. We were at some PD together, and we had some time in between our breakout sessions. And as we were chatting, we were kind of just scrolling through social media, looking at some ways to basically do what we're talking about here. Celebrate their accomplishments, make something visually appealing, get classroom teachers reflecting on, hey, how'd the quarter go? And because I'm absolutely a self-proclaimed punaholic, my mind started going in a lot of different directions. And for whatever reason, the word quarter was sticking with me. How could we do something with a quarter? Could we have some coins that we make and kids can set goals on those coins? And do we figure out a way to get their faces on these coins and make them like, oh, our students are like the presidents printed on this money? And it went in a lot of different directions. But by the end of it, we had a plan in place. that our students had had a sensational quarter. And we were going to create this template of a quarter, but we're going to remove the president's face and give teachers and students the opportunity to go one of two directions. If teachers wanted to go hard, okay, and really get into this, they could take pictures of students, but like from a side angle. You know, like the presidents on the coins, they do this like profile side angle. The teachers could print those pictures of them in black and white. We could cut them out. Students could cut them out to, you know, help develop some good scissor skills. And then we could put those on to the coins that were printed. And then at the bottom, usually where it says "In God We Trust" at the bottom of a coin, what if in that space, this student focused on something that they felt like they had accomplished during that quarter? What was something that they really leveled up on? What was something that they feel like, oh man, that was money? See where we're going? Am I taking this analogy too far? But I just wanted kids to cash in on all of the amazing things that they had done. Now, another route besides doing the presidential profile pictures was a great opportunity for kids to draw themselves. Could this also be an art time? If you're in an elementary setting, I know that we are always looking for those essential skills. And when I say essentials, maybe you call those specials at your school. So like art, music, PE, we call those special area classes. A friend of mine, Jack Berkmeyer, calls those essential classes. And I totally agree with him that those are essential times for kids to develop skills and become well-rounded whole children. And so because art is something that our kids don't get a ton of anymore, there's not a ton of exposure, a lot of our classroom teachers are always looking for ways to combine goal setting, social and emotional learning, art, and combining that into a project. So as my principal and I were talking this through, what I said was, I can get my high school leadership class to basically tackle this with us. If they need help in their classrooms, for every single kid in our entire school to have a coin, okay, to have this opportunity to let their goals shine and to let their face shine and to let their artwork shine, and then we're gonna put them up in the hall. We are gonna have basically this money wall, one coin for every single kid to show that we've had a sensational quarter. And here's the cool thing. You can do this in quarter one next year. You can do this in quarter two next year. You can do this in quarter three this year. You can do this in quarter four this year. There's lots of opportunities. Now, if you happen to go by semesters or trimesters, I got nothing for you. Is there a such thing as a 33.3% piece of currency? Not in the U.S., okay? Not that I can think of. I guess, you know what? If you go by semester at your school, you could get out some 50-cent pieces. I believe, oh God, I'm not great at social studies, but I believe JFK is on the 50-cent piece. And this does bring us back to the intro with 50 Cent, the amazing rapper. I certainly don't want to draw parallels to 50 Cent and, you know, JFK. But if you do semesters at your school, you could print out 50 Cent pieces and replace JFK's face with the faces of your students to represent all of the amazing growth that they have made in half of a school year. Okay, I'm just spitballing ideas, okay? You take it, you run with it, you remix it into what you need it to be. But I think there's a few just really important takeaways here. One, that our students deserve to be celebrated. Two, that our kids deserve to be represented on the walls and in the halls of our school. Three, that when we can show kids that the things that they are working towards or the things that they have accomplished are going to be recognized and they are going to be represented, I think it causes them to work even harder in the future. And four, I think this shows that schools do want to have unity. When you throw out an idea to your staff and say, hey, here's what I'm thinking, would you guys be on board? I think sometimes we get a bit of a jaded mentality, like nobody's going to want to do that. No one's going to jump on board that. Who's going to be interested in participating? And on this one, it was real simple. The entire staff was like, love it. Let me know what I can do. What should the order be? What are the details? They were on board. So if we can support each other in these kinds of small but significant shifts towards celebrating successes more often, I just think it's a win, 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 win every single time for your school. And I want to be really clear, this wasn't some sort of positive behavior incentive. Students didn't have to earn the blank coin for them to decorate or to create. It wasn't like a, well, because you had this many write-ups, you don't get one, or because your grades were this, you don't get one. I understand that some schools are operating on situations like that where kids have to earn certain positive things, okay? I get that. That's not what this was. Every single one of our students did something positive. They accomplished something over the course of the quarter or over the course of the semester. So students weren't earning the right to decorate one of these. This was simply, listen, what'd you do over the course of the past 9 weeks or two quarters? What did you accomplish? Or what if you just kind of just completely flipped this idea and you said, instead of here's what you did, let's represent it on a coin. What if it was a proactive approach, okay? What if it was something that says, hey, we're getting ready to start fourth quarter? What is something that you promise and pledge to work on? Let's document that goal on the coin. Let me take your picture and you can be pasted on as a president, or draw yourself, represent yourself as you see yourself on this coin. And then we're going to post it in the hallway. So every single time you go down to the library or every single time you go and wash your hands thoroughly in the bathroom, that you see, hey, that's my goal. Hey, that's my coin. Hey, that's me. Hey, that's what I said I was gonna do. And this is a great reminder for me. I think sometimes we overcomplicate ideas. I think we overcomplicate really great rewards and visuals and things that kids need for that extra oomph. This costs no dollars. Literally found a free coin on Canva, then printed that in circular format like 200 times for classrooms that said, I have the time for students to cut these out ourselves. I just gave them the sheet and said, go for it. For classrooms who were like, Monica, if I ask my 23 kindergartners to cut those out, they are going to be diamond shape and there's going to be tears and there's going to be crying. And I was like, no worries. I got a high school leadership class. We will cut those out for you. And then basically I will be the one, and my high school students can be the ones to put them up on the walls. So it was a team effort. We were accommodating, we were modifying. We just wanted to go all in on this to show that all students were sensational. I also want to take a second to be very transparent and vulnerable in this moment. My brain feels like it has been so scattered during the recording of this episode. Normally, my brain is pretty cohesive when pressing record for this podcast and rolling out ideas. I think probably other episodes feel more polished and more put together, but I'm about to just serve out the most relatable teacher moment. I am recording this on the first day back to school in 2025, because we did this in first semester at my school and it went so well that I wanted to share it so you could try it in second semester. And so I was like, oh, this will be an episode that I release at this time, but I'm gonna go ahead and record it in January. And I decided to put this on my schedule for myself to record on the first day back with students in 2025. That was a bad idea, okay? I have hit stop and record, stop and record. I am like a kid stuck in a pinball machine during this episode, and I don't really know why. Actually, I do. It's because we've been off of school for 2 weeks, you know, because of winter break, and I don't know about you, but then we experienced a double snowstorm, which created a bunch of snow days, and so my teacher brain is saying, girl, you're doing too much. You tried to do too much. Don't go and teach a bunch of students and then also attempt to be classy and sophisticated and cohesive on a podcast. Actually, I'm not really sure why. At no point in my life am I sophisticated or classy, but I'm at least usually cohesive and somewhat well-spoken. And so if this is the first time that you are listening to this podcast, hey, I'm a teacher and sometimes I'm a hot mess just like you. If you have been listening to this podcast for a minute, thank you for being here. I love that you're here and listening to these really great episodes and also these one where, you know, it's just expressing that we are all human and sometimes our brain hits a certain capacity. And I feel like I'm not going to try to record another podcast episode today because this is it for me. Now, with that said, I'm going to get my shit together for one final announcement before we end this episode, and I want you to hear this announcement. We are getting to the place where it is last call for the Game Changers 21-day virtual course, okay? And what is the Game Changers 21-day virtual course? It's a fun, flexible virtual course designed for amazing teachers like you who are looking for tons of ideas for second semester, ways to engage students, ways to motivate students, hell, ways to engage and motivate yourself to be a game changer for kids. It's fun, it's flexible, and you can earn up to 15 hours worth of official PD credit. But registration is closing so stinking soon. So this is the last call for registration for the Game Changers course. You can go to monicagenta.com/courses. That's www.monicagenta.com/courses to get signed up before it's too late. If you are looking for ways to laugh and learn this school year and in this year in a really powerful and effective way, then the Game Changers course is for you. Whether you teach kindergartners, high schoolers, or all the hot mess kiddos in the middle, okay? Because let's get honest, kids are lovely and strange and sassy and fun and cool, and we're here for all of it. So regardless of the age group that you teach or the subject area that you are trying to reach students with, the Game Changers course is for you, and I would love to get you signed up at monicagenta.com/courses. Now, I want to thank you for listening to this episode. I want to thank you for sticking with me through this episode as I ride this train wreck that's happening in my brain right now. But if you have questions, if you have follow-up questions, if I can add some clarity to this idea, if there's something that I can do to support you outside of listening to this audio, please do not hesitate to reach out. I've got your back. I'm here to support you. So thank you for listening. But most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.